Okay, today is Daf Pei Beis. We're a little behind. We're on Pei Aleph and Beis by the where it says Vitana, the Etzem Hayatisha, up to there. And today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Chaya Blima Bas Mordechai. Today the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Vitana, the Etzem Etzem, if you hold from the Gzeirah Shava, Etzem Etzem, Hai Batisha Lachodesh Mayavadle. So what do you learn out from the extra words of the ninth of the month? Which is not even true. There's no fasting on the ninth of the month. We don't learn out from that. It can't be to teach you the fasting, because you learn out from Etzem. Or the from the. So Mibay Lay look at the Tani Khiabar Rav Midifti. Tani Khiab Rav Midifti, Tetz Vidisim is not Shatechem Batisha. You should fast on the ninth. Tchi Batisha Mitzanin, Veloba Etzem Mitzanin, fast on the tenth. Ella Lamalacha, Kol Ha'ocha, Vashosa Batishi, if you eat and drink on the ninth, Mala olav akasav kilu hitana tishi vatsiri. It's as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. Why should that be?
Thank you.
Why should that be? Why should it be that if you eat on the 9th, it's as if you fasted on the 9th? Why should that be? Everybody knows this, Gemara. Why? Why? It's such an easy thing to do. And fasting is not such an easy thing to do. Nobody wants to fast. And everybody wants to eat. I don't remember either. It's not my question. It's a famous question.
Why is it part of being if you eat a lot on the day before, you may be hungrier, your stomach is stretched, you may be hungrier the next day.
It says here, two reasons for the Torah's linking. Because the feasting on the nine is actually performed for the sake of the fast,
okay,
so that one can endure that later.
Uh-huh.
Second is that the Torah equates the reward for feasting for the sake of a mitzvah with fasting for the sake of a mitzvah. Although logic would dictate that fasting earns a greater reward, as involves the suppression of one's natural inclination.
Oh, interesting. Okay, very good. Shkoyah. Next. Aval ochal ochlan she'ei ruin l'achila. If you ate food that's not right to be eaten. Amar Rava. So what is that? Rava says, kos palpali b'yom d'kipura. If you chew, kos means to chew. If you chew pepper on Yom Kippur, putter. You putter. Why? That's not, nobody does that. Kos zangvila b'yom d'kipuri. If you chew ginger on Yom Kippur, putter. You're putter. Why? It's only a spice. It's not really edible whole. So it's very abnormal. So you're not chayav for that. Meisve, one second. Is that even true? Hayir Meir Omer, Yimashma Shenemar. Now this pasuk says, V'chizavav al aretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, unetatem kol eight Michael, and you're gonna plant any eight Michael. What does it mean eight Michael? And what it seems to say is any tree that bears fruit, right? Varalta marloso es pirio, and then you're gonna have to hold tomorrow. So what does it mean? Eight Michael? Ain't yodea she eight Michael? Who? Don't I know that it only applies to fruit-bearing trees? Because you're talking about fruit. Elamata maglamar eight Michael. What does it mean? Eight Michael? It means eight she tam eitzo upirio shav, where the taste of the fruit and the taste of the tree are the same. What is that? I thought it's an esrog. Right? Don't we have that tradition somewhere? Haviyom is a palpulin. It's peppers. Lamdacha. First of all, shapalpulin chayav and ba'arla. If it's chayav and arla, it's a normal fruit. That means it's edible. How could you be put on your kippur? I have to give you the worst question. Also, if ain't Eretz Yisrael, chasei reklub. Eretz Yisrael doesn't lack anything. Shenemar, like it says, lasak sechol ba. It doesn't lack anything. So how could it be the stira? On the one hand, if you eat it on your kippur, your putter, you get your chayav and arla. How could that be? Lokasha, habiratifta, habiyaveshta. Well, it depends if it's wet or dry. If it's wet, it's edible. If it's dry, it's not edible.
What was that last line?
No, he's just finishing off. Correct. Because it's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. When you come into the land, so you would think that maybe we have maybe some things you have to import. No, nothing has to be imported. It's all here. That's all. Next. Amalei Ravina Lever Meimar, Va'amar of Nachman, Hai Himlisa. Himlisa is some kind of dish made with ginger and honey. Da'asi mi bei han hundoi. Shari. It comes from hundoi, it's mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? Says Rashi. V'ein bo mishum bishule nachrim. It's not considered bishul akum. She ne'echal kamos shuchai. Because it can be eaten raw. Da'alacha is anything that can be eaten raw, even if a guy cooks it, it doesn't make it a big problem bishalakim. Because he really didn't do anything. I could eat it raw. That's why, what's one of the terim, they can have a coffee. Because I could eat water's raw. So you added, that's enough. So, what he didn't do it, he didn't make it better. So therefore, it's not bishalakim. So this dish is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because you can eat it raw. But the point is, you can eat it. It's edible. That's the question. No, the water. The water you could drink, whether it's hot or cold, heat it up. So there's no bishalakim by heating up water. Because you can eat it without heating it up. Such a thing like that. There's no bishalakim. V'lomishum ge'ule nachrim. It's also not a problem with the pot. Fine, so there's no bishalakim. What about the pot? The guy made a pork dinner, and now he made this thing for you. So the problem with the pot? No. You know it's in time of gam, because the flavor went away. And you see, since there's no issue of bishalakim, you can eat it even raw. Right? So how come you eat on Yom Kippur, you putter? So the Gemara answers, and you make a hadama on it also. You make a bracha too. Lokasha, habi ratifta, habi abeshta. That doesn't matter. It depends if it's wet or dry. If it's wet, moist, then it's good. It's edible. Once it dries up, it's not. Tan Rabbanan, achal ole kanim pater. If you ate reeds, what is ole kanim?
Leaves
of reeds, your pater. Lulola gifanim chayev. Leaves of grape vines, your chayev. Be'eluhe lulove gifanim. What are grape vines? What is that? Amar vitzchak b'gad law. Call shalav levav m'rashan of Yom HaKippurim. As long as it took root between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But if it took root before Rosh Hashanah, that means by the time Yom Kippur comes, it's more than sitting there for like, 10, 15, more than 10 days. It's already too hard. You're not going to be chayav. It's already too hard. It's not edible. Okay? Rav Kahana, Amar Kol Shloshim Yom. No, yeah, 30 days for it to be there before it starts to harden. Okay? Tanya Kavasi, Rav Yitzchak, Migad La, Achal Ole Kanim, Potter. If you eat reeds, you're Potter. Lule Gefanim Chayev. But the vines, you're Chayev. Elohe Lulove Gefanim. What is that? As long as it took root, it grew. During those 10 days, it's still very fresh. That's edible. Once it's too old, I'm not edible anymore. Next, Shasa Tzir Omurius Potter. If you drank some fish brine, I don't know what this is, you're Potter. Hachomet Chayev. But vinegar, you're Chayev. Why? I guess it has some kind of some edible in some way. Masnitz and mani, Rebbe he the tiny Rebbe Omer, chomet meishiv es nefesh. Chomet vinegar is meishiv the nefesh. It has some benefit to it. So if you drink that on Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayav. The Arshav Gidol Bar Menashem Beiri Dinarash ain't alacha k'Rebbe. Now we don't hold like that. Who drinks vinegar? Nobody drinks that raw. Now listen to this. You think that. Lashana, next year, Nafki Kuli Alma, Mazgu Vashatzi Chala, the whole city was drinking vinegar on Yom Kippur. After all, he said we don't hold like Rebbe, right? So drink up, right? So it's amazing that nothing changes. So Shama Rav Gidel, the Ikbid, if Gidel hears what's going on, he gets all angry. What's going on here? What's going on with you people? What's going on here, right? By the way, even if there's no Isser, certainly you're not allowed to do it. Right? It's certainly a violation of Inui. You might not get kares.
It's like puffing.
Yeah, exactly. Amar says, Amar, Amar de Amri, b'di'evet. I said b'di'evet. The chachila be Amar. The chachila, I said you can go drink that? Not only that, Amar de Amri, porta. A little bit, okay, if it happens by mistake. Tuva mi Amri, I said you can go drink as much as you want. Amar de Amri, chai. I always talk about raw. Mazik mi Amri? I talk about mixing it with other things to make it easier. No, I never said that. Okay. Next Mishnah. Now, says the Mishnah, Hatinokos, what are Tinokos? Girls. Hatinokos, Ein Ma'anin Osan B'Yom HaKippurim. Really, does it mean girls?
No.
It doesn't?
How do you say plural for Tino?
Children.
I'm sorry. I take it back. Children, ein ma'anin osan b'yom kippurim. There's no chiyuv to make them fast on Yom Kippur. I'm just reading you the words. So before we get to
shoes.
We said shoes. Now we're talking about eating. What else is there? Tasha Shavita doesn't apply. Bathing a bath, anointing. It's not really eating. It's really eating. Also, no, we said the Mishnah Berurah said there's no such thing as Mishnah Berurah pointed this out. There's no such thing as not having a kid could take a bath for hours. Because okay, normally takes a bath at 9 o'clock in the morning. So Yom Kippur would be 10 o'clock in the morning, but then he took a bath. So what does that mean? You push it off an hour. What does that do? By food, there's such a concept. You normally have breakfast at 9 o'clock, so wait till 10 o'clock. It's Yom Kippur after all. Such a thing, such a concept. By the bath, that doesn't really make sense to say that. Okay. Anyway, why is it? It's a very interesting thing. The Rambam over here, out of all places, says, how come girls start at 12 and boys start at 13? Why is that? I know. Why? Why do girls get an earlier age?
They're more mature.
So the Rambam says here in this Mishnah that the reason why girls start earlier is because they're able to, not because they're more mature, which that's also true, they're able to withstand the fast better. It's easier for them to fast. So the Minchas Yitzchak wonders, but they start a year earlier in everything, not just in fasting. So why didn't Rambam all of a sudden out of the blue? It's a good question. I don't know. The Rashi says, look at the first Rashi. What does the Mishnah say? Tinokos, kids, ain ma'anin osam b'yom ha-kippurim. Which Rashi says, listen to this Rashi. Ain chayavin limnoa mehen lechol. You don't have to hold them back from eating. Could Rashi be any more vague? And what if you want to hold them back? What if you want to hold them back?
That may be okay,
according to Rashi, right? Right? If you want to teach your kids not to eat, it's up to you, right? The Rambam holds, less than 9 years old, there's no issue at all. Rashi doesn't say that.
What do you mean no issue?
There's no chinuch under 9 years old because it could lead to a sakana.
Boys and girls?
Boys and girls. Little kid, seven-year-old kid, you know what, have a breakfast in 3 hours from now. Yom Kippur, after all. There's no issue like that. According to Rashi, there could be such an idea. According to Rashi, the Rashi says. You don't have to hold them back. If you want to, every parent knows their kid, and every parent has their own mahalach, 100%. According to the Rambam, it's a blanket rule. Don't even bother. Right? Right. Okay. Next. Avol mechanchin osan lefnei shana ulefnei shnatayim. But you can give them chinuch a year or two beforehand. B'shvil, Shiyu regilin b'mitzvos. They can be fluent and regular when it comes to mitzvos. Oh, this is old news to me, right? That's an idea of chinuch in general. Now, what does it mean a year or two? Hashta b'fnei shtayim mechan chinoso luhu. If you're doing it 2 years before, so l'fnei shana mibaya. So of course, doing it a year before, there's no question about that, right? So Amar Rav Chisda, you're right. This Mishnah is not talking about chinuch and how to shake a lulav, which doesn't make a difference, a year or two. And we're talking about sick kids and healthy kids. Lokasha, habachola, habavari. Sick kids a year before, because they're sickly. And healthy kids are 2 years before. That's what it says, a year or two. What?
The opposite, if they're sickly, you got to get them more used to...
No, they can't do it. They can't. As I say, shaking a little of a sick kid can also shake a little of. That issue. A sick person can also wear titties. He's sick, Nebuch. He can't fast. He's a sickly kid. You have such kids like that. So they get it. The point is, every kid's different.
Yeah, right? Right.
So in general, 2 years before you can start the chinuch process. If you're sickly, so you wait a year. That's all the Mishnah said.
Yeah. And if you're not sickly, he's not going to fast at all. Right?
Okay, so you know you have to know exactly what the story is. Now,
Why?
Why?
Because Rambam said under nine.
Under nine, you shouldn't even bother. But according to Rashi, but now we're going to have two other opinions. Three other opinions. Here we go. Ready? Amar Huna, Ben Ches, an 8-year-old girl, 4 years before she's going to become Bas Mitzvah. Right? 8, 9, 10, and 11. So 4 years before. Uben Tes. And 3 years before if she's sickly. Mecham Kenoso Lishos. We started ready with the hours. Ben Yud, when she's 2 years before. Ben Yud Aleph, or 1 year before if she's sickly. Mashlim in Midrabanan. We try to get them to fast a whole fast, Midrabanan. At 10 if she's healthy. Ben Yud Gimel, Ben Yud Beis, when she's 12. Mashlim in Midaraisa, Betinokos. Did everybody eat Sechiv Daraisa? By girls. He was talking about girls. Now, Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Ben Tess, Ben Yud, a 9-year-old boy and a 10-year-old boy, that's 4 years before or 3 years before, depending on if he's healthy or not. Mechanchen also l'shavs. By the way, they both say the exact same years, just one has a boy and one's talking about a girl. It's both 4 years before. 4 years before already. Ben Yud Aleph, 2 years before, 11-year-old boy. Ben Yud Beis, 1 year before. Mashlim Midrabanan. They should try to fast the whole thing Midrabanan. And Ben Yud Gimel, Mashlim Midaraisa Betinok. 13 already, they have to fast. That's talking about boys. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hashlamad Rabbanan Leka. There's no such thing. According to the Rabbanan, there's no such thing as this concept, as this Mila, of trying to fast the whole fast earlier. There's no such thing. Okay? No such thing. Rather, Ben Yud, Ben Yud Aleph, L'chan Chinosan L'shos, right? 10 and 11, this is talking about girls. You start with the hours. Ben Yud Beis, Mashlim and Daraisa. And when they turn 12, girls, they have to fast full. No such thing. We'll make them fast an hour the whole year before the whole thing. No such concept. You don't have to do that. Okay? Now, Tanan, this is hard now. We learned in our Mishnah, Tinokos, kids, Ein Mis'ananos on B'Yom HaKippurim, you don't make them fast on Yom Kippur, Avo Mechanchenos on L'Thnei Shna Tayim, 1 year before or 2 years before, right? B'Shlomo L'Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, so according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, who both said that the optimum time for Chinuch is 4 years before, right? And 3 years, whether it's a boy or a girl, it's 4 years before. That's the optimum time, right? So what does the Mishnah say 1 year or 2 years before? They're both talking about Abishlon, Rav Nachman, Lifnei Shana Tayim. What does that mean, a year before or 2 years before? They both said it. They both said that that's when you should make them fast, Midrabanan, complete the whole fast. Right? That's what he said. Lifnei Shana Tayim. Lifnei Shana Lidivrehen. Okay, this is a very crazy girsis here. It's like a Suri Machal, how to read it. The simplest way how to read it. Lifnei Shana Lidivrehen. Lifnei Shana Tayim Lidivrehen. 1 year before Midrabanan if they're not healthy. And 2 years before Midrabanan if they're healthy. That's what they said. They both said it. One was talking about a boy. One was talking about a girl. They both said the optimum thing is 2 years before already, if they're healthy, make them fast the whole fast Midrabanan. And 1 year before if they're not healthy. They both said that. That makes perfect sense. The Mishnah said 1 year and 2 years. Where did 1 year and 2 years come from? They hold 3 years and 4 years? Yeah. 1 year and 2 years is to complete the fast. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who held, there's no such mila of fasting early, the whole thing. Remember he said, that there are bottom, there's no such thing. Then where'd 1 year and 2 years come from? Those numbers don't jive with anything anyone said. They only jive if you hold, there's a mila of Midrabanan. Right, where'd those numbers come from? Right, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben Yud Aleph, Mechan Chinoson L'Shos. Right? So, one second. So, why can't it be? That's 2 years before.
2 years before is
Chinuch. Right.
The next 2 years is when you have to try and get them, depending on their health, whether they have to fast the whole day or not. But the first 2 years, why is Kash on the first 2 years?
I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara said, what's 1 year and 2 years? If you have to have chinuch by two, for sure you have to have chinuch by one. So the Gemara answered, healthy and not healthy. Right? Healthy and not healthy. That was the Gemara's answer. Healthy and not healthy.
But everybody holds year four and year three, it's only chinuch.
So 1 second. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan held that kids never have to complete the fast. Never have to. Right? Just only hours. Only hours. Chinuch. Right. So then Kasha.
Because he doesn't make a distinction between sick and non-sick.
some point of others.
So the question has to do with the fact, I'm not sure now. The question has to do with the fact that that Rabbi Yochanan never requires completing the fast.
Before.
So Rashi says it. Look at the Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. What's the Kasha? Lidi Day, according to him, lo mitukma masnis and klal. The Mishnah, right? He can't explain the Mishnah. Daha amrin on hashlama derabban and leka, because he held there's no hashlama. The tema masnis in chada katani. The Mishnah is really talking about one idea. Kid okrim na alima derav huna derav Nachman. Like we make it make sense according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Reisha b'chole v'sefer b'bari. One's talking about a chole, one's talking about a bari. Kid okrim Rav Chista nami lo sofma. Okay, I tell you the truth. I don't know what the kasha is now. What's the kasha? The kasha is that it seems that the Mishnah is only talking about one's man. I don't know. It's a very difficult kasha because this whole thing is such a girsa problem. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan is going to answer. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan. Ema, yeah, what the Mishnah means to say is Shana Oshna Ta Oshtayim Samach Lepirkan. 1 or 2 years before they become adults. So I'm not, it's not a kasha on me. That's all it means to say.
Like, I mean, he trains them to fast a little bit.
Right. I'm not sure what the kasha is. The kasha is tied into the fact that Rabbi Yochanan held his no Hashlama Darabanan.
Right.
How exactly the kasha is, the kasha, I'm not sure. Toshma. We learned like this. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Tinokos ain mis'anan osan b'yom ha-kippurim. Tinokos do not fast on Yom Kippur. Ava mechanchan osan shana oshanayim samach l'pirkan. Exactly. Samach l'pirkan. Before they're becoming adults, you make them fast. B'shalom l'r b'yokhan anicha. El Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, kasha. Now it's a kasha on them. So why they started so many years before? Amalacha Rav Nachman, Rabbanan, my chinuch. What does chinuch mean? Nami diktani, hashlama. Chinuch means hashlama, which was only a year before. Ami kari l'chinuch hashlama? Is that true? Chinuch is called hashlama? For Atanya, eze chinuch, haya ragel lechol shtei shos, machilin osa shalosh, shalosh machilin osa arba. What's chinuch? He used to eat it the second hour, make him wait an hour. He used to eat it the third hour, make him wait an hour. That's not hashlama. The answer is, Rabbi Ravula, trei chinuch havi. It's everything's chinuch. Sometimes chinuch is making them wait an hour, and sometimes chinuch is making them faster abanim. It depends on the kids, it depends on the age, on a thousand factors. So it's all chinuch. It's all chinuch. Okay? Okay. Next Mishnah. Ubra, a pregnant woman, sherecha, that she smells the food and now she's sick. And she has to eat. It's Yom Kippur. So machilat osa, you give her food, asha tashiv nafsha. Until she's good, until she's okay. Why? Because she's in a smakam sakana. Chole, machilat osa alpi bikiyin. The chole we feed by the authority of the doctors. That's tomorrow's daf. V'im'ein sham b'kiyin, and if there are no b'kiyin, machil l'otso pi atzmo, then you can even listen to the guy, the man himself, the sick person himself, ad shiomer diet, until he says, I had enough. Okay?
So no issue of eating small amounts under, period of time. Even for the pregnant woman.
Correct. So we're going to learn that if you have the option of reducing the shiurim, so you're not involved in the endorices, all the more better. Right? And if that's an issue, then that's not an issue. Tana Rabbanan. Ubra sheirecha basar kodesh. What if she smells, not Yom Kippur now, what if she smells hektish, not eat that. Oh, basar chazir. Or non-kosher. And it's a sakana, right? So tochvein la kush berotav. We take a stick and we stick it in the fats. Just the gravy. We put it by her mouth. In this yashiv diet the mutav. If that calms it down, excellent. In lav, and if not, machilin also rotav atzma. At least give her the fats. Maybe it might not be actual. The whole question now of a tam ki ikker. What is it? It's not actual treif. In this yashiv diet the mutav. If that calms it down, excellent. V'im lav, and if not, machilin also shuan atzmo. Give her the fat itself. Nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, chutz, except for avodah zarah, kiyul arayos, u'shvichas damim. Only the big three. Yom Kippur is not one of the big three. Okay? And treif is not one of the big three. And hekdish is not one of the big three. Now, avodah zarah minolam, how do you know that avodah zarah is one of the big three? How do you know that? D'tanya, because we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it says like this, Im nemar b'chol nafshecha, you should serve God with all your soul. So, lama nemar b'chol modecha? Why did it say with all your money? And im nemar b'chol modecha, lama nemar b'chol nafshecha? Right? Why did it say with all your soul? So, im yesh lecha adam, if, huh? It says in the same pasuk, right? You should, after, v'yahavta Hashem l'kecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol modecha. So why does it say three different things? We're only focused on the last two. Nafshecha, your soul, your life, and your money.
It's two different things.
You should serve God with all your life. And also with all your money. What do you mean with all my money? I'm serving with all my life. Right? And what if it only would have said with all your money? Of course it's two different things. What's the message? The message is, Im yesh lecha adam shegufo chavav alav mimono, if a person cares about his body, his life, more than his money, which I think most people do, l'kach nemar b'chol nafshecha. V'yim yesh lecha adam shemamono chavav alav migufo, he cares about money more than he cares about his life. We'll see what that means in a second. L'kach nemar b'chol ma'odecha. That's why it says you should serve him with all your money. What does that mean? Even if you have to give up your life, right? You have to serve Hashem, not avodah zarah. Now, it doesn't mean, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim explained, it doesn't mean that a person likes his money more than his life. That's a very strange person. What it means is that there are different priorities in life. When you're younger, your body is probably more important to you than your money. Why? Because if you lose your money, you can re-earn it. You're a young guy, go back and get a job, and go earn your money. You're an old man in the nursing home, they take your money, what are you going to eat? They'll throw you out on the street. Such a person, I got to be much more careful. My body, that's not so important right now. So it all depends on where you are in life. Doesn't necessarily mean you have a crazy person. I'd rather chop off my arm for $1 million. Nobody would do that. No person in the right mind would do that. They wouldn't chop off their arm for all the money in the world. What do you mean you love money more than... That's not what it means. It means the different stages of life, depending on where you are. That makes a little more sense. Okay, that's that. Gil Arayas and Shvichas Damim and Olam. What about Gil Arayas and Shvichas Damim? How do you know those are part of the big three? So it says like this. The Tanya, it says like this. When a woman is getting raped, and the Pasuk says like this, Rabbi Omer, it says like this, Ki kasha yakum ish al reyehu, right? Ki kasha yakum ish al reyehu. I'm sorry, the Pasuk says like this, Ula naira, and to a girl, lo sasa dover, don't do that, don't rape a girl. Ein la naira chet mavis. The girl, by the way, has no sin. Why? She wasn't willing. She's a victim. The pasuk continues. Kikasha yakum eshal reyehu. When a guy gets up to his friend, uritzacha, and kills him, nefesh, he kills him. Can't adover zeh. The same exact thing. What do you want from the poor victim, nevach? Same exact thing. That's a very funny pasuk. The pasuk very rarely does that. Don't touch the girl, just like a murderer. What do you mean, just like? Right. Why did the pasuk do that? Why did the pasuk throw murderer in the same sentence with an ayin merasa? El hareza bol olamed v'nim t'lama. It was to teach and it comes to learn. To learn, to teach. Man ayin merasa. Nitin latil benafsho. Anar hamerasa. You can stop the guy in any which way. Ach, roteach. Same thing. You can even kill the attacker. You're allowed to kill the attacker. Alright, you can kill the attacker. Ma rotzeach, yiharg v'yavar, and just like a murderer, is harg v'yavar. Right, if someone says to you, kill Reuven or I'll kill you, you have to say, kill me. How do you know that? We'll get to that in a minute. Ah, na'ar marasa, yiharg v'yavar. So to na'ar marasa is harg v'yavar, which is it's a limud in the same pasuk. Since murder and arayat are together, and just like murder is harg v'yavar, we don't know how we know that yet, but we're going to see in a minute. Just like murder is harg v'yavar, so too, nairu marasa is harg v'yavar. That's two out of the three. For rotzeach gufo minalan, how do you know rotzeach? So Rashi in the bottom says like this. Look at the bottom Rashi. Im yomru boel arusas chavercha. If a guy comes over to you and says, I want you to go have relations with your friend's wife, oh, tihareg, or I'll kill you, yaharig v'al yavar. You have to die. Right? But the woman, Eino mitzvah limtzaris nafsha. She has no obligation to give up her life. If you go to her, say, go sleep with that guy, I'll kill you. She doesn't have to give up her life. Why? Dehi, Eino otzeklum. She doesn't do anything. She's passive. The karka olam ba'almahi. She's just karka olam. V'reisi l'davar Esther. The proof is Esther. V'raya l'davar Esther. That's what this gigantic Tosfos is about. The whole thing about Esther and women are different than men. The whole long, it's not such a simple topic. Anyway, getting back to murder.
How did he do it, though?
Who? She's
married.
That's a separate problem.
He doesn't know, maybe.
Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe, right. Right.
So,
like Achashverosh was a guy. What if it's a guy?
Well, there's no issue then.
Exactly. So it's the only question on the Jewish girl. So she's allowed to do it. She's not allowed to do it. She doesn't have to. She has to give her life for it.
Right. Wait a second. Are you telling me that Arias, a firm married woman, is more of an isser to have an affair with a Jewish guy as opposed to a guy?
No, because if it's willing, it's all equal. Okay. The question is if she's being forced.
Got it. Okay.
Right. That's the question. She's being forced. So she's different because she's passive. So it's different. Listen, there's a gigantic tosis here. It's massive. Look, we always say that about Esther. Right. How can Esther go live with a guy? Hark Vayavar, no? No, not Hark Vayavar. She's passive. She wasn't willing.
Why is she? What's the problem?
Huh? She's also not allowed to be with a married man. She's not allowed to be with a married man.
She
was married to Mordechai, and she was taken, and that's why she said, now, avadati, avadati, I'm going to lose my Olam Haba, because I'm going to Achashverosh willingly now, because I have to save Klal Yisrael. The whole, you know this. Okay. How do you know that Har Goyavar applies to murder? Says the Gemara something startling. Svarahu. It's a Svara. You hear this? It's a Svara. The Svara is, the Hu Da'ash Al-Kami Derava. A guy came to Rava once. And he asks Rava the following, Amalei Mari Duroi, the officer told me, Katle Leplanya, go kill Reuven, the Elo, and if I don't kill Reuven, Katil Nalach, he's going to kill me. Amalei, so he answered him back, Rava told the guy, Nak Tilach, let him kill you. Velo Tiktol, you don't do any murder. My Chazis, the Duma, the Dama, Didach, Sumok Tfei, who said your blood is redder? Dilma, Dharma Dahu Garvasumuk Tfei. Maybe his blood is better. Since you're never going to know the answer to that question. Hark Vayavar. That's amazing. Now.
If you're in the desert, you don't have to share the water.
What?
Desert,
it's a good question how you make that fit. It's a good question how you make that fit. But the Rambam has a different question. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, what if the concept of the redder doesn't apply? What if it doesn't apply? For example, let's say the following thing happens. The Rambam has a case like this. If the guy says to the Jew, let's say a guy says to a Jew, go kill Reuven. If you don't kill Reuven, I will kill the whole town, including Reuven. So no matter what, Reuven's dying. No matter what.
Yeah,
so what do you mean my blood's better, his blood's better? Doesn't apply that Svara.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to do it.
So, says the Rambam, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. Let the whole town die rather than Reuven die. And everyone has a kasha. But the concept doesn't apply. This Svara doesn't apply. The Svara. How in the heart ever to Svara? Who said you're better than him? But either way, we're going to die. Right? Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. How do you make the Rambam make sense? So, it's a very good question. Right? So the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, which is the Beis Yosef.
It's possible the guy is not going to go through with it.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, how do you know he's
so your father? Your father killing him. The other guy may just be.
He might back out. But you can say that about every Har Vayavar.
That's right. What do you mean?
Either go sleep with that woman over there, or I'll kill you.
And that's. And
so he's not, you know, kill me. No, maybe I'll sleep with her. And he won't kill me.
No.
Right? Maybe he won't kill me. I hear what you're saying. He'll back out. I hear what you're saying. It's in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei. Right? It says, Shim Yomru Ovdei Kochavim LeYisrael. Tnu Lanu Mikem, Plonu Mikem, V'Nahargenu. Go get one side. Go get Reuven and kill him. V'Yim Lo, and if not, Tim Serena B'Yadinu, Nargis Kulcham. I'll kill you all. Right? So what's the Halacha? Yahargu Kulam. Let them all die. V'Al Yimsu Nefesh Echad Achaz MeYisrael. Not one Jew should have. By the way, this shayla came up in the Holocaust. These things came up. There was a halacha l'maaseh question that came up. Can you imagine having to deal with shayla like this? Anyway, so it's the Rambam's clearly, the Svara doesn't apply, and yet the halacha applies. So the Kesef Mishnah says that when it says there's svara, it means it was a Kabbalah. We had a, it's a, also a difficult concept. We had a Kabbalah that such a thing is hard vayavar by murder. All right, they threw in a svara, and if the svara doesn't apply, the halacha still applies. I, it's a good question. Okay, next. Hahu uvra. Listen to this. There was a pregnant woman. The orcha, the archa, she was dying away. Right, she wanted to eat. Also, the kamedra the Rebbe Amar luhu. They went to Rebbe. This woman's passing out. She wants to eat so badly. Zilu luchushu luhu the Yom Kippurihu. Go whisper in her ear to Yom Kippur. Whisper to Yom Kippur. Luchushu la. They whispered it to her. Va'al chishay, and she calmed down. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, based on the Meiri, and also tell her that if she calms down, that she will have a haftacha that the boy will be grow up to be a big tzaddik. That the child inside will be a big tzaddik or a big tzaddikas. Go tell her that also. Right? And Kari Allah, they said, B'tarim atrecha b'vetin yidiacha nafak minei Rabbi Yochanan. Who was this child inside? It was Rabbi Yochanan. Now, how over there was a woman, the Archa.
She bring an Yom Kippur to your wife. Something enticing, and they hang in there.
It's Yom Kippur, right?
Where's my
Hahu over there was a pregnant woman, the Archa. Asla Kabed Rabbi Chanina. Amalu, Luchushula, go whisper to me, it's Yom Kippur. Go whisper. Velo Al Chashe, didn't make a difference. So they gave her food. Right? That's the halacha, right? It didn't help. So Kari Aleha, Zuru Rishar Merechim. Nafak Minei, who was this child? Shabtai Atar Peri, some bandit. Some criminal, some crook. Well, not a criminal. He's a crook, right? He Rashi says he jacked up all the prices always, right?
Yeah, but that's legitimate. Why is that?
He jacked up all the prices. It's a hard Gemara to understand because
why isn't the fact? It's a much more simple analysis. The fact that a person is willing to forego religion for their own personal gratification shows that there's a pagam in their commitment, and therefore when they're raising the child, they're going to raise the child not with the proper values.
That's the answer. But at the end of the day, everyone has free choice. And just because in the womb, my mother did, that's why I became a...
No, that's not why. The reason why is because the very fact that you ate demonstrates a lack of commitment. That's right. How you're going to raise your child with a lack of commitment.
That's a good bar. That's a very practical reason, right? That's the kind of person they were. So they grew up in a home like that. Right? They grew up in a home...
Right.
They grew up in a home... Where we went, Torah was not valued.
You found in the Mishnah said what? That you allowed a feed.
Yeah.
So I guess she must have had the ability to fight it off, and she caved in. She caved in prematurely. When I talk about a woman that's in the middle of labor and she's such a woman, it's kind of you don't give her food.
The Mishnah clearly said if she smells something, feed her, give her whatever she wants.
Okay, so you don't have to just run and give her a 3-course meal. You talk to her. By the way, Yom Kippur. You whisper to her, you know you're gonna have such a tzaddik if you don't do this. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.